For every passing play, every running play, every win, and every loss, there is one man making all the calls. Get ready to dig deep into this week's game and relive all of last week's plays. It's Real Talk About Your Team.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM, gearing up for what's going to be a busy 4 days of football. Tonight here on KOAL, we'll have middle school football as Mont Harmon and Helper wrap up the season. Tomorrow, we have NFL football, Westwood One's coverage of the Patriots and the Buccaneers. Friday, we're back at it with the Emory and Union, some high school football, and then on Saturday, the Utah Utes will take on the Stanford Cardinal, and that's what we're going to focus on for this particular segment. Utah, one of only three teams unbeaten in the Pac-12 as we currently stand, and joining us right now to talk a bit about that, a little bit on the injury front, and what lies ahead this Saturday against Stanford in a late kickoff, we have head coach Kyle Whittingham. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again for taking out the time to join us today.
No problem, Jordan. Happy to help out.
Coach, let's start by talking about the bye week. I mean, it's a very important time of the season for you guys, going right into the meat of the schedule following the bye week. I mean, what do you guys utilize that week off for most?
Well, this year it was mainly to get our travel squad guys rested up and give them a little break from the grind and get them ready for that final 8 week push. You know, we had 5 weeks of camp this year, which was a week longer than usual than we had the first 4 weeks of the season. So they've been going 9 straight weeks. So it was a good time to give them a little downtime and rejuvenate. Got them in the weight room a little bit and some conditioning, but really didn't do anything on the field with those guys. Now we did have three really good practices with the young guys, you know, the developmental squad is what we call them, and so it was time to get the developmental squad some work, the travelers some rest, and the coaches on the road getting some recruiting done.
Well, obviously, the big storyline for you guys going into the bye week was the health of Tyler Huntley. Is Tyler progressing at least well enough to where we could expect him back relatively soon?
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be a week-by-week thing and probably a game-day decision this week, and we'll just continue from there.
You know, Coach, it's interesting to me, though, even with the injury to Tyler Huntley, you guys are in such a really unique situation. I don't know if there's another school in the country that has a kid sitting behind as a backup that started every single game as a junior and was pegged as a senior captain. Like, I don't know if any other college has that luxury.
Yeah, that is something that is a big plus for us, and won 9 games for us, as you mentioned. And he's a guy that the players really have a lot of respect for and confidence in. He's a team captain. Talking about Troy Williams, obviously, and it's very, very, very fortunate on our part that we have a stable of quarterbacks that is very deep. You know, Cooper Bateman behind Troy is an outstanding quarterback as well, so we're fortunate in that regard.
I heard you answer this question a little bit earlier on in the week as far as, you know, what happens to the rushing attack when Tyler Huntley's not out there, and you mentioned Troy Williams, a very capable runner.
He is. He's very athletic. He's a guy that is more of a pass-first mentality. He'd rather beat you with his arm than with his legs, whereas Tyler is a little more eager to run the football, but when his number's called, Troy, he can respond and give us what we need.
Let's move on and talk about this Saturday's game, Coach. You guys get Stanford. This is such an interesting matchup because we're talking about, you know, the top rushing defense in the conference. I mean, this is what you guys are known for, going up against, really, I guess you could make the argument that Bryce Love is the best running back in the country. I mean, his numbers would definitely support that if you were to call him that. A stat that blew my mind, Coach, is that he has now had 7 straight games where he's had a run for a score of at least 50 yards. That's a mind-blowing stat.
That is. He's a outstanding running back. He's averaging over 11 yards a carry, which is incredible. I mean, that you just don't see that. That's maybe the most impressive stat to me is his yards per carry. But he is certainly one of the best in the country, and we've got a big challenge ahead of us, and our work cut out for us this weekend.
How do you prepare for someone like Bryce Love?
It's tough. You know, you can't really replicate his ability in practice. I mean, you know, the young scout guys do the best they can, but there's no way to exactly duplicate that speed and quickness. And then Bryce Love is very talented, like I mentioned, but their offensive line is doing a great job of opening holes for him, and a lot of those yards that he's getting are blocked yardage, you know, guys that are yards that come through holes that you can drive a truck through. I mean, some of the things that our offensive line is doing is very impressive.
Coach, anytime you guys get set to go toe-to-toe with Stanford, I pay close attention to the Cardinal throughout the entire year, and one of the things that has always stood out to me is David Shaw is a tremendous coach. I mean, as far as preparation goes, you know that each year you're going to get knocked in the face a couple of times when you go up against the Stanford team. Is it difficult to prepare for a team that's led by a coach like David Shaw, who is known for his preparation?
I'm not going to say difficult because we feel like we're in the same boat. You know, we pride ourselves on being a very physical football team and good on the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. And so it's it's really just a matchup of two teams that are very similar in a lot of ways. And Coach Shaw, you know, he knows exactly what they want to do there. They recruit to the system and to the scheme, and it's been very successful for them.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Ute football team. Coach, we'll talk about what Stanford has brought to the table defensively. Very aggressive. You see a lot of man-to-man from this team, but at the same time, they're giving up big plays. In fact, they're giving up over 400 yards, I believe, per game so far this season.
Yeah, they haven't had the statistics defensively that they usually have had the last few years, but they play hard. They've got some good players back there, and in the secondary in particular, they've got some good size in the secondary, a lot of length, speed, and so they're not maybe putting up the numbers they have in the past, but still a very solid outfit.
Now, one of the things that have stood out to me for Stanford defensively, they've given up big chunks of plays, and I know maybe USC, it's a little bit of a different beast. They got a terrific combo, you know, with Carr and Jones in the backfield, but still, they gave up 307 rushing yards to USC, and it seemed like in that contest, a lot of it was in big chunks.
Yeah, there was some big plays in that game, without a doubt. And SC is a very talented football team in their own right. I mean, they've got playmakers all over the place on that team. And so it's not surprising that they made big plays. And the thing that was, what was interesting is just the way that, they were able to, play quarterback. You know, the quarterback, was didn't do as much as he usually does in that game.
Coach, if we talk about what you guys have done right so far this season, I mean, again, you guys have been very good defensively, one of the top defenses in the Pac-12. Yeah, but that being said, you guys, I believe, are in the top 10 as far as penalties per game. I mean, is that something that that you worry about now coming out of the bye week? Was that kind of a cause for concern, or is it just kind of the flow of the game of the way things have gone through the first 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, it's not ideal, and we have been penalized too much, and we need to... You know, we've addressed it. We need to cut down on those penalties, but a lot of those penalties are we play tight man-to-man coverage, and we're going to draw a certain amount of pass interference from week to week just because of the nature of how we play, and also a lot of holding calls. That's probably been the biggest problem is the holding calls offensively, and a lot of those are due to players giving the extra effort and trying to finish the blocks when maybe they need to be a little more judicious about when to get their hands off the guys and play a little more inside the framework of the defender.
You talked about playing really tight defensively. You guys have a high number of takeaways. I mean, do the two correlate? Can you correlate the penalties with the high number of takeaways and it just being aggressive tight defense?
I'm not sure if that's as much of a correlation as our pass efficiency defense numbers. You know, we're very good pass defense efficiency wise, which is the number one passing stat that you look for as a defensive coordinator. You know, how are you? You don't really concern yourself with yards given up. It's more the efficiency level of your secondary as well as takeaways. You know, how many interceptions you're able to get. So that's more of a factor.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. There's three unbeaten teams right now in the Pac-12, Washington, Washington State, and, of course, Utah. Does that surprise you, I mean, being this early on in the season, or is that kind of something that you thought could be a strong possibility?
Well, I think for this early in the season, it is surprising to have only three teams without a conference loss. I can't remember that happening this early in the past, but I think it speaks to the balance of the league and the way that you better be ready every Saturday or you're going to get beat. So that's just the nature of the Pac-12. But if you would have told me that a couple weeks into conference play that would be the case, I would not have thought that was very likely.
Yeah, I mean, definitely no complaints about Washington State being unbeaten, right? But we'll take that.
Oh yeah, Washington State. Coach Leach, he's a great football coach, knows his offense as well as anybody in the country. But the thing that's setting them apart this year is the way they're playing defense. I think this is probably Coach Leach's best defense since he's been at Washington State.
Yeah, it was impressive against USC. It really was.
It was, and they did a phenomenal job, and that was the difference in the game, is the way they played defense.
Coach, it's always fun to talk with you, get some insight on the team. Thank you again for setting aside a few minutes for us this morning, and best of luck when you guys take the build against Stanford.
Okay, Jordan, you bet. Thanks for having me on.
Always fun to get Coach Whittingham on the show. Again, Utah and Stanford this Saturday, 8:15 start time, Mountain, right here on KOAL. So it's going to be a late start, but Bill Riley and Frank Dolce will bring you the play-by-play call. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over, talk Major League Baseball. The playoffs got off to a booming start last night. If you're a New York Yankee fan, tonight, one-game playoff between the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher and current analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area, is going to join us right after this.